जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चरी यमुना तीर वन चरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चरी यमुना तीर वन चरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितान्यभूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने कौरद्विषे नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेश तनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न परा श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण श्री हरे कृष्ण हरे जानते थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग विद अस दिस मॉर्निंग टू डू नित्य भागवत सेवा from Canto 10th, Chapter 18th. Lord Balaram slayed the demon Pralamba. Haribo. Good news? So the words is actually to and today he is, as I said earlier, kind of uttered that earlier, is also appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, the Java. So we'll read first read Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll talk a little and then talk also. I remember Gadadhar Pandit as much as we could, I could manage to remember and share that remembrance. So we are at their mercy. Okay, so we'll repeat. Vahanto vayamanascha charayantascha godhanam bhandirakam nama vatam jagmuhu krishna purogamaha vahanto vahyamanascha charayantasya godhanam bhandirakam namavatam jagmuhu krishna purogamaha. Vahantah kyari vahyamanah being carried cha and charayan charayantah tending cha also godhanam the cows anirakam vanam na anirakam nama name Bhandirak, Vatam, to the Banyan tree, Jagmuhu, they went, Krishna Puraha Gamaha, led by Lord Krishna. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Desi Bhakti Vidhāna Sāṁśira Bhāvādhaki. Thus carrying and being carried by one another, and at the same time tending the cows, the boys followed Krishna to a banyan tree known as Bhandirak. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami quotes the following verses from Sri Hari Vamsa. This is Mahabharata. Hari Vamsa is Mahabharata. In there, Vana Parva 11, 18 through 22. There are four verses. Or more. Nice, smaller. Which describe the banyan tree. Dadarsha vikulo dagra shakhinam shakhinam varam sthitam dharanyam meghabham nividam dalasanchayai gaganardhochitakaram parvatabhogadharinam neelachitranga varnaischa sevitam bahubhi khagai phalai pravala pravalaischa ghanaischa sendra-chapa-ghanopamam bhavanakara-vitapam tata-pushvam sumanditam vishala-mula-vanatam pavanam-bhodadharinam adhipatyam yivannesham tasya-deshasya-shakhinam kurvanam shubhakarmanam niravarshamanatapam nyagrodham parvatagrabham
Mandiram nama namataha.
And the rest of the purport is just the translation of these verses which we just read, which are from Mahabharata. They saw that the best of all trees, which had many long branches, with its dense covering of leaves, it resembled a cloud sitting on the earth. Indeed, its form was so large that it appeared like a mountain covering half the sky. Many birds with charming blue wings frequented that great tree, whose dense fruits and leaves made it seem like a cloud accompanied by a rainbow, or like a house decorated with creepers and flowers. It spread its broad roots downward and carried upon itself the sanctified clouds. That banyan tree was like a lordly master of all other trees in that vicinity, as it performed the all auspicious functions of warding off the rain and heat of the sun. Such was the appearance of that Nyagro, the tree known as Mandirak, which seemed like a peak of a great mountain. Vahanto vahyamanascha charayantasya godhanam Mandirakam namavatam Jagmu Krishna Purogamaha. Thus carrying and being carried by one another, and at the same time tending the cows, the boys followed Krishna to a banyan tree known as Mandirak. So there's a description of the tree in the purport caught my attention. Although this is the pastime of Balaram killing demon Pralamba, and this is the middle of the act of killing, and hence it is described Vahantaha Vahyamanascha. We'll talk about the tree. Talk about the tree very soon. There were Tumpon Badalo Tumyanisam. The friends of Krishna, who do you think you are? Krishna or you Balaram, Tumi Amisam, you and us, we are all equals. Friendship is amongst equals, right? So that we see here. And hence they are playing with their friends. And this demon has taken advantage. Pralamba has entered the gathering of the cowherd friends. Pralambam is very long. Lambam is long. Pram is very, very long. See, initially he was looked like a normal height, but soon he had become long, tall demon. So he became known as Pralambasura. So Hari Hari. And
Prabhupada asked his disciples, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? What do you say? Prabhupada was expecting response. Is Krishna stronger, Balaram stronger? Some say Krishna, some say Balaram, Krishna, Balaram, Balaram, Krishna, Balaram. And Prabhupada said, look at Krishna and Balaram, the way they are standing. Isn't Balaram taking support of Krishna? He want to stand? Jai Sri Krishna. So Prabhupada made the point that Krishna is stronger. But in this pastime it doesn't look like Krishna has proven his strength. There was a match, wrestling match, and Krishna has been defeated. Balaram's party has won. And that is why Balaram gets to sit on the back of Pralamba and Sridharma is sitting on the back of Krishna. So about the trees. And this tree that we are reading and hearing about, that tree is still there. You just have to come out on Brajamandal Parikrama and one day you will have darshan of this Bhandirak, the Nyabrodh mentioned here. And Krishna and Balaram and friends were playing games. They always do. So as we go on Brajamandal Parikrama, we also play games, including sometimes your wrestling match. As there was wrestling matches here, we also were reminded of Krishna's pastimes there, wrestling. So Parikrama devotees get into wrestling and we enjoy, the rest of us enjoy the wrestling matches. You heard the description of this tree. The grand, lordly tree. Huge and of course green and beautiful. The blue birds flying around and loaded with fruits and flowers. And hence, these trees are also devotees of Krishna. I was sitting under this tree here and I was reminded there's a desire tree. They even fulfill desires of Krishna and his devotees. These trees are so great. So nothing is inert in Vrindavan. Everything is Sachidananda Chintamani Pratarasadmasu Kalpa Vraksha. First item mentioned, Kalpa Vraksha, Laksha Vrateshu. So Rabhira cows are mentioned and the Lakshmi gopis are mentioned. The first item mentioned is Kalpa Vraksha, the tree, desire trees. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur in his Mahimamrit, Vrindavan Mahimamrit, glories of Vrindavan. He glorifies the trees of Vrindavan like anything. His realizations about the trees of Vrindavan. The flowers
kind of shoot or sprout, bloom, or in the leaves are sprouted. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says, look, look, their hairs are standing on end. Like one of the symptoms of ecstasy. The leaves are standing on end, the flowers are standing on the end, like their hairs are standing on end. These trees are excited and ecstatic. So not just one tree, one tree is mentioned here in this verse, but all the trees of Vrindavan. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring Vrindavan, that meant he went on Brajamandal Parikrama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did Parikrama of Vrindavan. Not just Vrindavan, doesn't mean just Lohi Bazaar Vrindavan. That's how the rest of the world thinks. Or even I thought that way. Vrindavan meant just here. Lohi Bazaar is in the center. Yeah, first of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to Vrindavan and stayed in NVT guest house for rest of the month or whatever duration. But he went all around Vrindavan, all the 12 forests of Vrindavan, 12 forests of Vrindavan, forest. Vrindavan is known for forest, right? Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindayaha, Vanam, Vrindavanam. Forest is a forest full of trees, right? I think the bigger population maybe is that of the trees in Vrindavan. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring Vrindavan, everyone was welcoming and greeting in Vrindavan, greeting Gaur Sundar. Of course, they thought this is our Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar is here! Gaur Sundar had come, but 500 years ago, they had this realized, our Shyam Sundar is back, our Shyam Sundar is back. So everyone was greeting, meeting and greeting and glorifying and serving, especially the trees. And Lord also was reciprocating with those trees, with everyone. He was also saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari, and everyone was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, including the trees. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described by Vishnudas Kaviraj Goswami how the trees. Hey, our friend is here! Our friend is here! So you have to greet the friend and you have to give some gifts to the friend. So the fruit bearing trees, they were shaking their branches. And tons of fruits were being downloaded, dropped, and being offered to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he continues his journey through Vrindavan, and of course he is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then there are the flower-bearing trees and they shake their branches and then tons of flowers, this flower, that kind of flower, that kind of flower, that kind of flower. Flower Abhishek, right upon fresh and fragrant flowers being dropped from the top, like the branches are like the hands of the trees, and they are dropping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling, well, grateful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
He embraced one tree. Thank you, my dear tree. The next door tree, me too. And then Mahaprabhu had to rush to that tree and embrace that tree. Me too, and the next tree. And Mahaprabhu had to embrace all the trees of Vrindavan. It's not a big deal for him. He could become as many trees are there, those many Gaurangas. So he is Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. And he could expand. Really. So these trees of Vrindavan play a very vital role in the pastimes of the Lord. What is Vrindavan without forest, without trees? Could we imagine? First of all, it says Vrindayaha Vanam. Lots of Tulsi trees. This is Tulsi Vrindavan. And the other trees. And they're all great devotees. While performing his Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvipa, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party was in Godrunvi. And there's an arm part, there's a like a rose, mango grove. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party had been chanting and chanting for a long time. And they were hungry. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them to this mango grove. Okay, sit around. They were hungry. Sit around here. What? There's nothing to eat here. And what did Mahaprabhu do? He planted a mango seed, and quickly, in spiritual sky, there is no past, present, future. In the present tense, it sprouted, it grew, and the leaves and flowers and fruits, raw and ripened, everything happened, fatafat. Okay, say Mahaprasade Govinde Namabram. So by the time they finished the prayer, the fruits were ready and they were served. And they couldn't, the huge fruits, delicious. Big devotee could not finish one mango. That's all. I was thinking about it. That's all you are feeding us, giving us one mango. So that great devotee, that mango tree, is a devotee of the Lord. Hari. So today is Vaishakh Amavasya. So some 500 years ago, on Vaishakh Amavasya, Gadadhar Pandit appeared. Paribhava. there to greet him then. But now we could welcome. So swagatam gadadhar pandi, so swagatam gadadhar pandi. That's okay. I know you're willing and ready to go. But we don't have 7 days for recitation of this Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Charitamrita Katha. we could welcome him, the other Pandit, into our lives. Oh. It didn't happen then, it could happen now. So, Gadadhar Pandit is a very, very special. We could very easily say he was the topmost amongst the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit was a topmost. Or we could also say there are two top-notch associates. And one was Balaram, which is a right hand. He's also standing at the right hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you take darshan of Panchatattva, Kimadakshine Nitae Cha Bame Gadadhara. You get the idea, right? Yes, remember Panchatattva also. So, I would say Balaram, right hand man, and he is on top of the list. And another one could be added to that list. That's not a big list, that's only one person. And that is Gadadhar. Gadadhar, panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avatar bhaktakyam namami bhakta shaktikam. Lord appeared in panchatattva, five forms, five personalities, panchatattva. And in this prayer, we end up the prayer saying, Bhakta Shakti Kam. So this Gadadhar is Shakti of the Lord. And what kind of Shakti is Allahadani Shakti of the Lord? And who is Allahadani Shakti? Radharani Ke? Jai Radhe! So Radha has appeared. Well, Radha has already appeared. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahe, Anya. Two in one. So there is one Radha already there. Yet another, in another form, another manifestation, Radharani has appeared, and that is Gadadhar Pandit. What I have heard, and I will understood that way, and that is, in Vrindavan, in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, as you all know, this is a well-known fact, that Radha and Krishna, well, they cannot be together all the time. And as a result, Radharani and gopis also cannot be. The social norms are there, customs are there. Young boy and young girls in a public place together and gossiping, and not possible. So Radharani, of course, would like to be with Krishna all the time. Right? Yes? No?
You're not Radharani Savarkar. You can't. But you know Radharani. So that was made possible. What was not possible in Nitya Leela of Krishna in Vrindavan, in Gauranga's pastimes, manifest Prakat Leela, Radha has appeared in this Gadadhar form. Gadadhar, he has become Gadadhar Pandit, and now he freely could mix and mingle with her Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And no one could object, no one could suspect, no one. And that is what happened in this Gaur Leela. Gadadhar Pandit was with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout. In Navadvip Leela as well as Nilachal Leela. From the very childhood, they were together. They were playing together. They even went to school together. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to, even debate with Gadadhar Pandit as he was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, during his, while he was a Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Pandit, he would always argue, and he would always argue with Gadadhar Pandit also, Mukunda Datta. And in those days, Gadadhar Pandit and others used to say, when would our Nimai, friend Nimai, become devotee of Krishna? He was more of a Pandit than a Bhakta. He was always having these debates. So that did happen. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was initiated by who? In Gaya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life changed. And he stopped arguing with others, including with Gadadhar Pandit. And then he was looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Hey Radhe Brajadevi Kecha. He asked one time this question to Gada. Where is my Krishna? Oh, your Krishna is in your heart. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nimai, he has not become Sri Krishna Chaitanya, not taken sannyas yet. So, your Lord is in your heart. And as Nimai heard this, oh, he's in my heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, started scratching and hurting him and digging deeper. She wanted to, attempting to open his heart like Hanuman. Hanuman had done. Then he could say, what is in your heart? I was in Bombay some time ago, and during summer season, and I saw big holding, big billboard, and there was a young man who was depicted there, and he had opened his heart. As we looked, we had to look right, can't avoid. There was a Limca bottle. So as Nimai was attempting to, dig deeper and open heart surgery or something, open the heart and look at the Lord of his heart, the Lord in his heart, then, no, don't do that. He is, look, result. Take darshan of this deity. Deity is not different from Krishna. Or chant Hare Krishna and Kali Kali Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Lord appears in the age of Kali in the form of the holy name, and like that Gadadhar succeeded in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attempt of, you know, like an open heart and look. And Sachi Mata was watching this from a distance, what Gadadhar Pandit did for her Nimai, and she had come on the scene, come forward. Shabbas, well done, Gadadhar, thank you. And I have a wish that you please always be with and around my Nimai. He may get into trouble like this again, who knows. So I just saw what you did for him. You protected him. So this way, it was even strongly recommended that Gadadhar Pandit be always be with Chaitanya Nimai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day, he started out of great ecstasy, started calling out, Bapre, Pandarik Vidyanidhi, Bapre, oh Pandarik Vidyanidhi. And no one knew, what is he talking about? Who is this Pandarik Vidyanidhi? And he's calling them Bap, means father. Oh father, Pandarik Vidyanidhi. Right? Pandarik Vidyanidhi is, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, well, he's Pandarik Vidyanidhi. In Krishna's pastimes, he is? Who is he? Radhe Vrindavaneshri Vrishabhanu Sute. Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu. King Vrishabhanu had appeared as Pandarik Vidyanidhi. So at that time, Pandarik Vidyanidhi was in Bangladesh, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kind of called him over, please come over. And he had come and was kind of hiding or staying away in Navadvip. And Mukunda Datta proposed to Gadadhar Pandit, you would like to see a very extraordinary a devotee? Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Oh, why not? Please bring me along. Anyway, so that happened, and Mukunda and Gadadhar had gone to see Pandarik Vidyanidhi by the time he had transmigrated and he was in Navadvip. So that pastime is so amazing. Anyway. So Pandarik Vidyanidhi was hiding in two ways, we could say. He was staying away at a greater distance. That way he was hiding away. And he was also acting, or his lifestyle was like a materialistic lifestyle. And he was hiding his true identity. No one would recognize him. And that is what happened as Mukunda Datta and Gadadhar Pandit arrived. Gadadhar Pandit was witness. What? You said you're going to bring me to an extraordinary devotee. Is this extraordinary devotee? Look at the kind of dress he's wearing and asana and Chamara Dhulaya, they're fanning him, and look, he's a pawn there, right there, and this and that, a whole luxurious life of luxury. There is no tinge of vairagya vidya, nija bhakti yoga, there's no vairagya, no renunciation, and this is attached, some attached householder. This is not a samahatma sudurlabha. Anyway, that other pandit was thinking like that. And Mukunda Datta must have read the mind of that other pandit, what he's thinking about. And then Mukunda Datta started reciting, Aho Bakiyam Sanakala Kutam, like that. Kam Dayalum Charanam Rajema. The words that Uddhava had recited, and one time in Vrindavan. So, and as this Pandit Vidyanani hears this verse, this prayer, he was a changed person. And all the emotions aroused, and he was trembling, and he couldn't even sit on the asan. He fell down and rolling on the ground and screaming out the names of Lord. And then Gadadhar Pandit said, oh, I'm sorry. Good that I did not say anything offensive. But certainly, mentally, I was very, very offensive. Now I realize what kind of great devotee he is by seeing all the symptoms, ecstasy of this Pandit Vidyanidhi. And he thought the only way I could rectify my mentality or I atone is if I could become a disciple of Pandit Vidyanidhi. And that did happen. When Pandit Vidyanidhi, when he heard of this offer, could you accept me as a disciple, then Pandit Vidyanidhi, I'm very, very lucky, very fortunate to have a qualified disciple like you. And the transaction did take place. So here, Radharani, Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, and he has become disciple of Pandit Vidyanidhi, who is a father in Krishna Lila. At least he has become, Pandit Vidyanidhi has become father, spiritual father, spiritual master, spiritual father. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He disclosed this fact of his thoughts or his intention of taking sannyas with only few selected devotees, and Gadadhar Pandit was one of them, because Nityanand Prabhu, Chandrasekharacharya and Mukunda Datta, there were only four or five persons and Gadadhar. And when in Katwa sannyas initiation took place, Gadadhar Pandit was right there. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Jagannath Puri, he allowed only few persons could go with me. From Shantipur, the whole Shantipur, all the the bungalow, or Navadvip Vasis wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he formed, no. But Gadadhar Pandit was allowed, and he accompanied Lord to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time he found a deity of Krishna. He offered that deity to Gadadhar Pandit. He's a Krishna. Well, you are Radharani. Here's a Krishna. You could serve. You could be with this Krishna. And that's Tota Gopinath ki. Gopinath. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave kind of initiation to Gadadhar Pandit. Kshetra Sannyas. Gadadhar Pandit was a Bala Brahmachari. He was a Brahmachari throughout. Other members of the Panchatattva, they were married out of five. Only Gadadhar was single or unmarried, Bala Brahmachari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him this Kshetra Sannyas. It's Sri Kshetra. So you'll be sannyasi, but you have to stay right here serving Tota Gopinath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, this was his regular practice, he used to go to Tota Gopinath, especially to meet Radharani, meet Gadadhar Pandit. I mean, externally, he is Gadadhar Pandit in male form, but in their eternal swarup, they are Radha and Krishna. So here, as in Tota Gopinath, Gadadhar Pandit used to recite Bhagavatam. Reciter is Gadadhar Pandit, and who is in the audience? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to listen to Gadadhar Pandit. So the way Gadadhar Pandit is to recite, we can't even imagine. We only have heard how tears rolling down the cheeks and dropping those tears on the Bhagavatam, and you can imagine the condition of every day Bhagavatam getting wet and drying, and another next day and again wet and dry. And well, there was a time Srinivas Acharya, well, this is another thing, but Srinivas Acharya, when he heard the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no more, now he ran. In fact, he was on the way to Jagannath Puri, hoping to get darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but on the way he found out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no more. Okay, at least I will go take darshan of Gadadhar Pandit and listen from him. But, oh, my Bhagavatam condition is so bad. Could you get another copy for me? And Gadadhar, the Srinivas Acharya goes looking for copy of Bhagavatam. By the time he returns, Gadadhar Pandit also was no more. And this was happening, in fact. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, everyone was gradually disappearing. As Srila Prabhupada disappeared, then we are big number. We are dropping out. But our rest doesn't stop. We keep marching. As Prabhuji said, he has come back home.
Prabhupada's home. And coming to Vrindavan is coming to Prabhupada's home, is Krishna's home, Prabhupada's home. And being with Prabhupada, associated with Prabhupada in Vrindavan Dham, okay? So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to come to Vrindavan, and Gadadhar very much wanted to accompany. Oh, where are you going to Vrindavan? So Radharani, Vrindavan, of course, I had to come with you. And so he was following, Gadadhar Pandit was following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from time to time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're still here, go back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, you're still here, go back. He managed to go all the way up to Katak, from Jagannath Puri to Katak, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to cross a river there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped into the boat, and Gadadhar Pandit wanted to follow him into the boat, but Mahaprabhu said, no, he can't come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded, and Gadadhar Pandit collapsed and was rolling in the ground in the pangs of separation, and of course he had to return home. Gadadhar Pandit was getting older and was not able to reach the head of his deity, was not able to extend his hands so that he could offer turban or murli. And what did Lord do? His deity kind of sat down. Okay, now he could go around and serve me conveniently. And that deity is still, Tota Gopinath is sitting. Hari Hari. And in the same deity, so finally Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wound up his pastimes by entering that deity of Tota Gopinath, the deity that Gadadhar Pandit used to worship. Or Krishna had, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given that deity and he was worshipping. And Mahaprabhu also becomes part of that deity. Okay, he could continue to serve the deity and myself. And that is what Gadadhar Pandit did for the rest of his life, which was not only 11 months after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure. Gadadhar Pandit also departed. He could not bear the separation from Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. So he also departed. So really, so what? Nothing more to say. There's so much to say, but Gadadhar Pandit, Avirbhavatithi Mahotsava Ki Jai. Granthra Sriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Yathai Lord Premanande Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Trees of Vrindavan Ki Jai. Vrindadi Mitosi Maharani Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.